To me, Easter means that everyone now has the opportunity to have a relationship with God. We don't have to worry about death. We now have everlasting life if we accept Him as our Lord and Savior because Jesus paid it all for us. Jesus defeated death.
How do we know that God really loves us? Why did He create us to go through trials, tribulations? I think the best illustration to explain that would be that you understand and know who really love you whenever you are going through hard times or the world is going through hard times. Because when the world's going through hard times and you're going through hard times, only the people that truly love you will be there for you. When you're going through good times and you're succeeding and you're excelling at everything you do, you have people that you don't even know that are happy for you. But the people who really, really, really love you are going to be with you there in hard times, in good times, in neutral times. Sometimes we don't understand why God made us have free will. But He gave us free will because if we were made perfect as He was, then the love would not be true. The love would not be genuine. The love would not be developed through a relationship with Him. The love would be there because that's just what He wanted. That is not true love. True love and the action of free will through Jesus Christ allows us the opportunity to learn from the Word of God and to apply it every day. Every day's a test. Every day we get evaluated. We self-reflect. We want to know how to be better the next day. We're never going to be like God and be perfect. We're never going to understand everything in the world, ever. But I do know that with the gift of free will also comes with the gift of mercy and grace. So we do have the opportunity to willingly love Him or not, and trust that His thoughts are greater than our thoughts. His ways are greater than our ways. Without trying to judge Him. We are no judge. We're no better than anybody on this earth. God is the creator of the world. So obviously there's a greater purpose for us being given free will and not being made perfect and of being allowed to make mistakes. Because when we do make those mistakes and we still love God through those times of trials and tribulations, then that love is true. That love is genuine. God loves us unconditionally, but we struggle to love Him unconditionally. We want to blame God. We want to hate God whenever things don't go our way or we lose somebody. At the end of the day, if we could teach everybody about the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we have nothing to lose except for here on earth. We will gain that back whenever we go to our heavenly home. I love you all. Thank you for just taking your time out to listen. I don't know why God put this on my heart. I just want everybody that has ears, let them hear.
And I pray that you all have a happy Easter and a blessed day.
Easter is very important to me because Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins so that we could go and live in heaven with him forever. And one of my good Easter memories are me and my cousins hunting eggs together. And that's also a tradition when I go and hunt Easter eggs. And I do resurrection eggs too. And having a Savior that died on the cross for our sins makes me feel really good inside because I know one day I'll go to heaven.